I'm happy to say that we've got Hepiri Mita on the line with us from Ngāti Pikiao and Ngāti Whakahemo. He's an advocate, I guess, for Indigenous storytelling. He's a filmmaker and the funding advisor for NZ On Air. Shoot goal for us. score without even really realising it. But I'm grateful to have him on the line with us now. Tēnā koe hoa, kei te pēhā koe.
Oh, rawe, tēnā koutou katoa.
Oh, rawe. As you can hear, we're a bit hyped because it's Friday, and of course we've got you on the line with us, Ewha, and just for those of you who are listening, we got Hepiri on not only because he's a legend in his own right, and of course we spoke about Merata Mita as well and the impact that she's had on many of us, not only in the industry, in the film industry or this country, but individually, we're all really grateful to Merata. And now, well, we've got another taonga from the Mita whānau. And so one of the reasons why we have him on is because his mate, Todd Kareana, decided to dob him in and said, that's the person you should talk to. And so one of the things that that we've got him on for is that we want to talk about films. We want to talk about, of course, Indigenous films and some reviews and some maybe some recommendations that we can get from Hepiri about films that are out at the moment or old films. Nā reira, that's the big kaupapa. But before that, we want to get to know Hepiri. So, nā reira, ehua, e tāne koe ki te kōrero ki o mātā. I know we did a bit of an intro, but maybe you got another intro for us that you want to share.
Well, it's all related, eh? It's all related. And first of all, thank you very much for the lovely introduction. And I think thank you to Todd. Might be a bit of a hospital pass, we'll see. No.
But, love it.
Todd, for the recommendation. The reason why he recommended is because I'm a film nerd, and you know I love talking about this stuff. I love talking about this stuff. I love watching this stuff, and this is the perfect time to be talking about this topic because we're right in the middle of the film festival, New Zealand International Film Festival is going on. We've also got out some mega blockbusters at the moment: Barbie, Oppenheimer. There's just so much out there to watch this weekend and for the next few weeks. So, like you fellas, I'm just super excited. But here's the thing. Once upon a time when I was a younger man, I would go to, 10, 20 films in the film festival. I'd see all the films that are coming out. But nowadays, I've got two daughters, 11 years old and just over 1 year old now. So what I didn't know as a younger man is when you go into the movies, and you've got a whānau to take care of, it becomes a journey, getting babysitter, finding parking, paying for the tickets, all those little things, the time, the money, it all adds up, and, the time away from whānau. So I have to be very, very picky and selective these days. Or I watch all the content at home. That's a little bit about me and my personal life. You could say that I couldn't avoid loving movies with a mum like mine. But now it's about the next generations and their influence and being a good dad. And so part of that is, as I said, I've got to watch a lot of stuff at home. And I think the very, very first thing I want to talk about is this film. It's just a little 1 hour long one. And it's taken our rangatahi by storm, actually. This film is called Inky Pinky Ponky. It is the top trending film on YouTube New Zealand with over 385,000 views in a week. And it's just sort of come out of nowhere. Very interesting topic, too. It's about a transgender or whakaleti student named Lisa who starts her fourth high school in South Auckland after having to leave the previous three due to bullying. So at this new school, the captain of the first 15 is given a dare to seduce Lisa, to make her fall in love with him. In the process, he ends up catching feelings for her. So very, very interesting little film. This came out on YouTube. And just amongst young people in particular and amongst our Pacific Island community, because it's a Tongan story. Lisa comes from a heavily Christian mum, you know, heavily Christian father, dad not there. And so, I mean, it's interesting. The reason why it came to my attention is my niece was telling me about it, and I started paying attention because I'd heard of it. But when I know that my 19-year-old niece is into something, I'm like, okay, this is big amongst the kids. And it started all these TikTok challenges. I mean, you know, one of the romantic gestures is he gets her a chicken burger because that's the most expensive item in the tuck shop. So now you've got these kids on TikTok buying their loved ones these chicken burgers as this, like, big romantic gesture. And so it's created this like, thing that everybody's, like, jumped in on. And it's just really exciting. And the reason why this is the film I want to talk about, you know, as I said, we've got Barbie, we've got Oppenheimer, we've got the film festival, we've got all these things, but it's just a little YouTube movie that has really excited me, is just the reactions people had. Because, you know, when you're talking about a transgender movie, you know, like, that's not really for everyone. You know, a lot of people, you know, that can spark up a lot of controversial conversation, can get some heated feelings and views about that topic. But I just wanted to read you one YouTube comment from somebody, and I think it really sums up the film for me. And they said, "This destroyed me. I consider myself a straight, strong, straight Tongan man with a very religious upbringing. And if this movie taught me anything, it was to never judge others, to put myself in others' shoes, and to think about what if that was my son or daughter? How would I treat them? Would I love them the same?" And so I think, you know, if a project can do that, if a film can provoke that type of reaction from somebody who never felt, you know, who never expected to feel that way about this topic, they're doing something right. They're doing something right. So yeah, that's kind of my main recommendation and one of the things that I was most excited to talk to you folks about.
Wow. Tēnā koe, wha. That's when you mentioned that film, all of I can't sing Awai, but I can see Aotearoa Anō next to me, and we got really excited because, like you said, it's not, I guess I don't want to say trending, but it is in terms of it's building. There's a lot of conversations online, but again, the audience that it's capturing. And it seems to be just rangatahi, but I'm assuming that person that had made a comment, or even if it wasn't, I know a lot of pakeke that I've been with actually have seen it, and the impact it has on them has been great. So you're right about the reaction of films, and I kind of miss that kind of reaction. I feel like we are missing that in some of the films that we're watching.
Those type of conversations, and because it's relatable content, especially to us Māori and Pacifica rangatahi or adults, it's very relatable, and it sparks up really important conversations. So yeah, no, that the movie was, thank you for bringing up that movie. When you were talking, you brought up Oppenheimer and Barbie and then the film festival, I was like, okay, oh, yep. And then came in with Inky Pinky Ponky, I was like, oh yes.
Someone to talk about it, and a pro to talk about it too, because no one can unpack it the way that you unpack it.
We're just fans in the theatre eating our popcorn and having our Sprite. Well, I have Sprite, but yeah.
One of the other things that that you brought up, and you know, that is a beautiful kōrero on that film, and I love that that you brought that up again. Brilliant. And one of the, I guess, the less serious side of that is, before you were on, we asked the question, how much should you spend on a date?
On a first date.
And I guess I tallied up the chicken burger, I tallied up the time away from whānau, and I tallied up the, what was the other one you said?
Parking.
Finding parking is
Auckland
just,
parking.
Auckland parking, get lost. But I appreciate you sharing that, because I was sitting there going, that tallies up to $150. but hey, that's awesome. But no doubt, I have to ask the pātai as well. Have you seen Barbie or Oppenheimer yet?
You know, they're definitely on my to watch list. Do not get me wrong. I mean, I've got the 11-year-old breathing down my neck, you know, really, really pushing for that one. But I have to create a little bit of space, you know, because my heart belongs to, I mean, these smaller things like Inky Pinky Ponky, the film festival stuff, you know, a lot of the time in the film festival, you only really get one chance to see these movies on the big screen, and that's at the festival itself. Your Barbies and your Oppenheimers of the world, they're going to be going for months. You know, you can take your time with those. I mean, you might miss out on some of the hype, some of the memes, and that's all part of it. You know, don't get me wrong, I love all that part of it too. But chicken burger meme, I mean, come on. You don't get more heartfelt, more genuine, more homegrown, grassroots, South Auckland, Aotearoa than that, cool. You know? Yeah. But I will go see those, don't get me wrong. Those will be seen eventually. It's just, you know, as we were saying, gotta do a lot of arrangements just to go enjoy yourself at a night with the movies. And actually, sorry, and that's one thing about Inky Pinky Ponky. You can watch it on Maori Plus. You can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it on Coconet. It's very accessible for whānau around Aotearoa who may not be able to afford to go to a film festival film or go out, you know, spend, what, $20 a head on the ticket for Barbie. You know, so that's the beauty of these more local things that I like.
I did want to talk really quick. Ateneana's probably got a pātai as well, but I wanted to talk about the film festival, just for those who don't know too much about where they can go or what is showing at the moment. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's quite funny. I'm actually just getting ready to go to a film. It's the world premiere of a New Zealand film, actually, in the next couple of hours. But yes, the film festival, it's currently on in Auckland. I think it launched in Wellington last night. They travel all up and down the Motu. And it's really, what it really is for me, it's where a lot of your main New Zealand films premiere. So it's a launch pad for last year. It was Muru was their opening night film. And by the way, Muru was the highest grossing New Zealand film last year of over $1.5 million. All in Te Reo Māori. Kaupapa about Tūhoe and, you know, inspired by the raids. I mean, beautiful, beautiful film. What the film festival does that I love is it whakanui's our homegrown local productions, our homegrown Māori stories, or, you know, just our stories from New Zealand, Aotearoa. So it's on now for the next 2 weeks. I think it's next weekend is the last weekend. But the film I'm going to tonight is called Bad Behaviour. It's produced by Desiree Armstrong, a Wahine Māori, very, very successful film producer, directed by Alice Inglis. She is the daughter of Jane Campion, director of The Piano, Top of the Lake, legendary New Zealand director. And it stars Jennifer Connelly. You know, very famous Hollywood actress. She was the lead in Labyrinth, a film that I loved as a child, also in Top Gun Maverick. And what I like about this film is it's actually set in Aotearoa. It's about a mother and a daughter relationship. You know, a big former Hollywood actor, so very much playing true to life and her relationship with their daughter. And it features a lot of cameos from a lot of local talent, such as Anna Scottney, who was in Cousins, and Shortland Street, and Marlon Williams, you know, the country singer. He was also had a cameo in A Star Is Born. So a lot of familiar faces, you know, going alongside this big Hollywood talent. It's really cool. So that's what I'm up to tonight, and I'll watch a few more films over the course of this weekend. And you know, beyond our Aotearoa films, it's actually a showcase for a lot of foreign mahi as well. Another, just really quickly, title that I'm going to highlight is a film called New Boy, which is an Australian film made by an Aboriginal director, Warwick Thornton. He made Samson and Delilah, Sweet Country, which you can watch on Netflix, and a lot of his mahi deals with the struggles of Aboriginal you know, people over in Australia and beautiful, beautiful storytelling. So you get to see a lot of different perspectives from iwi taketake around the world, films from Asia, Africa, all over the place. I love this time of year, this film festival time of year.
I was just looking up New Boy, and they've got Cate Blanchett on it. Oh, that sounds like an actual real go, or like go to. And it's at the Civic.
Absolutely. All of Warwick's films have competed at, you know, those top overseas film festivals such as Cannes and whatnot. I mean, he makes films that are really high standard. And I mean, you know, what we were talking about with Inky Pinky Ponky is is how it moves people, how it generates conversation, how after you watch a movie like that, you can relate to it and it changes you and it has an effect on you. And, you know, I think Warwick's films, and I'm hoping it's the same for New Boy, because he hasn't failed, I think that will be exactly the same. After you watch those types of films, it's almost, I don't know if it's like a gut punch, it's just something that stays with you and something that you think about and talk about with the people that you saw it with. And that's what I love about movies, is the conversation that you have about it with your mates afterwards.
Wow. Thank you for this conversation about movies. That was amazing.
Tika nai huama. That's Hepiri Mita having a kōrero with us about how cool he is, really.
Yeah, and how cool movies are.
Yes, absolutely. So if you do want to find out more about the movies that he is talking to, where can they go to, Hepiri?
So the New Zealand International Film Festival website is probably your best place to go. It's nzif.co.nz. Their main screening venue is the Civic. They're also at the Hollywood Theatres in Avondale and Academy Theatres. If you go to any of those venues, be sure to pick up a program. I mean, even just reading the program for me is very exciting. You just get to read about all these interesting films. And even if you don't get to see them all, you know, you can just make note of them or remember them or keep the catalogue and, you know, hopefully you'll be able to watch some of that stuff at a future time.
Me harorawa too, and you can watch Inky Pinky Ponky on Māori Plus,
YouTube,
Coconut, and well, TikTok. I think I saw someone post up a big chunk of the movie on there, so you can watch that stuff there. Tēnā koe, Hepiri, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Mana Tawa. Kia paito ahi ahi, kia haumaru, and enjoy your night out at
the movies.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having me, and I hope to come back and talk movies with you again sometime soon.
No question about it. We'll have you on. We'll check in with you later, Ewa. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Wow, I think we scored our regular.
Oh, mate, he was amazing.
I thought he was score. I'm going to be persistent.
You could feel the passion. You could feel he's such a movie
just
nerd.
Someone who knows things, yep, and loves how to just love the way he communicates. The love he has, not only, like you said, not only for film and stuff like that, but of course our Indigenous films,
yeah,
especially here in Aotearoa. So ngā mihi tēnei ki a Hepiri Mita, no Ngāti Pikia o Ngāti Whakahemo. He is a filmmaker and the funding advisor for NZ On Air, hoping to get him on as a regular every fortnight to give people an idea of what they can go see, some suggestions or some
and
things that are happening.
And what's going on in the movies.
Absolutely. Well, that's us.